Our first guests this morning are from the Legacy Law Center in Ann Arbor. We are quite privileged to have two representatives from the center, Teresa Meyer and Kathy Rosinski. Welcome, Teresa and Kathy.
Good morning, Alan. Thanks for having us.
Good morning, Alan.
Teresa, tell us about the Legacy Law Center.
Well, the Legacy Law Center is an estate planning firm located here in Ann Arbor. Our attorney, Terry Bertram, has been practicing in the area for about 25 years. We specialize in estate planning, wills, trusts, probate, traditional planning, but we also have things like care coordination, special needs trust that we deal with.
And where are you located in Ann Arbor?
We're located in the Ann Arbor Commerce Bank building, which is also known, I think, as the Michigan Commerce Bank building now, corner of State and Eisenhower.
And what about the specific roles for each of you? Kathy, what do you focus on?
Actually, I focus on two things. One of the things that I focus on is community awareness, which is educating the public about the services that we provide at Legacy Law Center. Another thing that Teresa mentioned that I focus on is the care coordination, and that's just helping our clients with the difficult transitions that they find that they're going through in life. I help them by educating the client and the family with the resources that are available to them in the community, supporting them and bringing those resources to them when they need those resources, say if they are become incapacitated at some point in their life.
Teresa, anything specific that you're working on?
I'm the director of operations. So my focus is making sure that we've got procedures and policies in place that make us very efficient and have excellent customer service. I also specialize in doing some of the Medicaid planning, which is when someone is looking for a resource to pay for a skilled nursing facility.
Teresa, how did you come to Legacy Law?
Well, it's a weird mix. I was a poli-sci pre-law major in college, so I have a degree in that. For 5 years, I worked with a home health care company where I was a reimbursement manager, and I dealt with Medicare, Medicaid, the different HMOs, so I have the reimbursement background as well. Then for a while, I worked in operations for 8 or 9 years for a marketing company that dealt with financial products, annuities, life insurance, and especially long-term care. So it all kind of wraps up with what I do at Legacy Law, bringing all of those things together.
As the director of operations.
Yes.
Kathy, what about you? How did you end up at Legacy Law?
Well, my degree is in social work, and I've been doing case management and marketing in the elder care and rehabilitation healthcare arena for, well, I don't want to date myself, but it's been about 20 years now. So this was a really good opportunity for me, and I'm very, very happy to be able to bring my awareness and services and all of my abilities to the clients at Legacy Law and their families.
Well, and with the case management, it seems as though that will be a great fit for you with the care coordination that you were talking about.
I actually did some case management when I worked in the close head injury rehabilitation field. So it's been a really good fit.
Our guests are Teresa Meyer and Kathy Rosinski from the Legacy Law Center, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Kathy, who are your clients at Legacy Law? Who calls the center?
Well, Alan, someone like you would maybe call our center. Somebody who, you know, maybe wants a will and a trust. Somebody who is planning, you know, for their future. It could be somebody, an adult child that maybe has an elderly parent. It could be an elderly person who is planning for, you know, wanting to leave their legacy for their children or their grandchildren. It could be somebody that has had a parent or a loved one pass away and now has a probate issue that they have to deal with.
How do people learn of the practice?
Well, a good way to learn about us is certainly our website, and that is www.legacypllc.com. You can also certainly call the law firm directly at 734-995-2383. Also, we do public workshops. We do those at Weber's Inn in Ann Arbor quite frequently, usually once a month. We do a lot of private workshops as well to allied professionals, social workers, discharge planners at hospitals, financial planners. So we do get direct referrals from professionals also that are maybe referring some of their clients to us that may need assistance.
Teresa, when people call, what do you see that they're generally looking for? What are they worried about?
Well, I think you would generally think they were calling just to plan, you know, to do their what we call more of a death planning, probate, wills, power of attorney, that type of thing. What I find is really the people that are calling us are people who need support, information, or education, some resources, or some counseling on something they're going through in their life. Like Kathy had mentioned, maybe there's something that has triggered their call. They have a loved one that's sick that's in the hospital. They're trying to figure out, is it skilled nursing they need to look for? Is it assisted living? Do they need some resources to help them take care of their loved one in the home? So we have the people who are calling us to plan, but we also have the people that are calling us because something's triggered an event in their life where they realize maybe they're not completely prepared for it or they really just need some counseling.
Teresa, what's the process to get started with your practice?
A couple different ways. Like Kathy had said, a lot of people will get referred to us and attend one of our workshops. We have educational workshops. They're free. They're informative. They're low pressure. Terry's objective is just to really educate the community, not just on, you know, your documents you need, but, you know, just actually making everything work together, your documents, your finances, where you are in your health care and whatnot. So you can do that. You could go to attend one of our workshops, but you're certainly welcome to call the office as well, and we offer free consultations, and we will review your current documents or the situation at hand that you might be dealing with, try to advise you on how we can help you.
So it's specialized to each individual case.
Absolutely.
Kathy, Teresa mentioned again the care coordination. It seems like with what Terry presents in his public talks, along with the types of things that you are mentioning with the care coordination, it seems like it's a full continuum.
It is a full continuum. And I think when a lot of people think about estate planning, they think about planning for their death. We don't like to think of it that way because it certainly isn't just planning for your death. It's life planning because it is a full continuum from the beginning to the end of life. It's dealing with planning for your health, your safety, your financial needs. All of those things need to be considered. And care coordination is a huge part of that because most people are far more likely to become incapacitated at some point in their life, so they are going to need some sort of assistance. That's where the care coordination becomes a huge part of that life care planning. If somebody does become incapacitated and they don't know, where do I go? Who do I turn to? That's where we can assist them, guiding them and giving them the resources that are available
to make the best decisions for
exactly,
everybody.
Exactly, and supporting them through those very difficult situations. They might live here and maybe their children live in another state and they don't have the support they need. We can help them through those very difficult transitions in their lives.
You're listening to Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY. Our guests are Kathy Rosinski and Teresa Meyer from the Legacy Law Center in Ann Arbor. Teresa, let's talk about documents. What do people need? What should all of us have in place?
Well, I would say at the bare minimum, at the very least, people need to understand the importance of powers of attorney, both for financial and for health care. As Kathy had mentioned a bit ago, we're more likely to become incapacitated, and that's what we need to plan for. When we can't make decisions for ourselves, who is it that we want in place to do that? Whether it's your finances, whether it's healthcare decisions, and also the privacy issues with the HIPAA now. We want to make sure that whoever you want to have access to your medical documents. And these are some pretty simple documents that don't take long to get, but at a bare minimum, that's what we want to make sure that people are educated to know. You need to have those in place to make sure somebody can help you in the different stages of your life.
The two different power of attorneys,
yes.
The health and the financial.
Yes.
Teresa, what other advice do you have specifically for our elderly listeners? What else should they be doing?
I think touching back on our care coordination, and as Kathy had mentioned again, the different continuums that we all deal with later in life, the financial, the documents, your health care, and safety. And our aim is to get people to understand that the sooner that you plan for them, the better off you're going to be. You're going to look at your financial, you may be in one situation, but what do you need for health care? Are these continuums all working together? And so often we see families where the continuums aren't working together, and we want to work with you with our care coordination to make sure that all of these things are being looked at. But it's hard because families deal with emotions. You know, it's not just all the documents. So we want to make sure we counsel.
And you help them through the emotional part as well.
Absolutely. And that goes back to the care coordination. Every family's different. They're going to need different help in different parts of those areas. Is somebody not in town to help take care of them? Do they need to be checked in on? Do we need to monitor their health and see, are they getting better?
So you may not do that yourselves, but you're making sure it's getting done.
Right. What we're doing is we make sure that they're in connection with different resources in the community. Whether it's a home health care agency, whether it's a hospice, whether maybe it's Meals on Wheels. a lot of times they don't understand the different financial and care options that are out there for them, and we want to make sure that they're educated on all of that.
Our guests are Teresa Meyer and Kathy Rosinski with the Legacy Law Center, and this is Everything Elderly on 1290 WLBY.
We know there are a lot of other legal offices that work with elderly clients. What makes the Legacy Law Center different?
The thing that we are very different from other law offices, and we've kind of talked about, is the fact that, you know, number one, Terry is not just an attorney. He has a master's in counseling. And so that is what kind of brought us to knowing that we needed to do something different and have that full continuum of, you know, managing people's health, their safety, and their financial. And the fact that, you know, we have care coordination and a social worker on staff who can help people navigate through those very difficult transitions in their lives. So we're looking at the holistic areas of people's lives, not just preparing their documents for them.
Teresa, does the Legacy Law Center get involved in the community?
We sure do. We are involved with a lot of the different senior community centers. Terry's been involved historically for a long time with the Pittsfield seniors. And we also recently were involved with trying to save the Ann Arbor Senior Center. I know that that was something that we were all paying attention
to. That's been a recent hot button for
yes,
sure.
Yes, yes. So we were, you know, we want to make sure that those resources and places for seniors to go continue. We also work with the Alzheimer's Association with the Memory Walk and different things and different nonprofit organizations. And back to the education, we make sure that we're getting out there talking to social workers, hospices, and other caregivers as much as we can to try to help them plan and help their loved ones.
Yeah, we saw you all at the Memory Walk last year. That was a great event.
We had fun. We had a lot of fun doing it, and we're looking forward to it coming up again this year.
You mentioned earlier the website and the phone number. Could you just give us that one more time for listeners out there?
Sure. Our website is www.legacypllc.com. You can also find us on the social networks such as Facebook and Twitter. We also can be reached at 734-995-2383.
Kathy and Teresa, thanks very much for joining us this morning. It's been really good to have you on the program.
Thank you,
Thank
Alan
you.
And Sheila.